American Language Course, Book 21, Tape 1A. Hello. Open your books to the Language Laboratory Activities for Tape 1A. Look at Figure 1. Look at the map and repeat the words and sentences.
Number 1. Region. Region. The United States is divided into regions. Number 2. Population. Population. There's more population in the East than in the West. Number 3. Dense. Dense. Dense forests can be found in the Northwest. Number 4. Populated. Populated. The East is more densely populated than the West. Number 5. Desert. Desert. Abnormal. Abnormal. The desert is a hot and dry area. A lot of rain in this area is abnormal. Number 6. Scenery. Scenery. The Arizona desert is famous because of its beautiful scenery. Number 7. Peak. Peak. The peaks of the mountains in Colorado are covered with snow all year long. Number 8. Industry. Industry. There's a lot of industry in the Northeast. Number 9. Spread. Spread. The population is spreading more and more to the West. Number 10. Growth. Growth. Rapid. Rapid. The population growth in the West has been rapid.
Look at Figure 1 again and answer the questions. Then repeat the correct answers.
Number 1. What is the United States divided into? Repeat. The United States is divided into regions. Number 2. Do more people live in the East than in the West? Repeat. Yes, there's more population in the East than in the West. Number 3. Do dense forests have only a few trees? Repeat. No, dense forests have a lot of trees. Number 4. Listen carefully. Is the West more densely populated than the East? Repeat. No, the East is more densely populated than the West. Number 5. Are temperatures of 100 degrees Fahrenheit abnormal in the desert? Repeat. No. Temperatures of 100 degrees are not abnormal in the desert. Number 6. Why is the Arizona desert famous? Repeat, because it has beautiful scenery. Number 7. Can one find snow everywhere in Colorado in the summer? Repeat. No, snow can be found only on the mountain peaks. Number 8. Are there many factories in the Northeast? Repeat. Yes, there's a lot of industry in the Northeast. Number 9. Are more people moving to the east? Repeat. No, the population is spreading to the west. And number 10. Has the population in the west increased slowly? Repeat. No, the population growth in the West has been rapid.
Now go to figure 2. Listen to these sentences about the language school.
Number 1. The maximum number of students in a class is 12. This means that we cannot have more than 12 students in a class. Number 2. The minimum number of students in a class is 4. This means that we cannot have a class unless 4 students sign up for it. Number 3. The average number of students in a class is 8. If you add the number of students in all the classes and you divide this total by the number of classes, you get the average number of students in a class. Number 4. A normal day consists of 4 hours in the classroom and 2 hours of work in the lab. This means that this is the usual schedule. Number 5. Because of the holidays, sometimes we have 4-day weeks. In that case, a portion of the lesson is assigned for homework. This means that during short weeks, part of the lesson is done as homework.
Now go to figure 3. Use the information in figure 2 to do this exercise. Listen to the information and circle letter T if the statement is true. Circle letter F if the statement is false. Let's do number 1 together.
Number 1. In the language school, you can have 20 students in a class. Did you circle letter F? The statement is false. Number 2. Most classes have more than 4 students. Number 3. Classes cannot have more than 8 students. Number 4. Teachers usually teach 4 hours and go to the lab 2 hours every day. Number 5. When we have short weeks, all of the lesson is assigned as homework.
Let's check your answers.
Number 2 is true. Listen, most classes have more than 4 students. Number 3 is false. Listen, classes cannot have more than 8 students. This is not true. Your book says that the average number of students is 8, not the maximum number. Number 4 is true. Listen, teachers usually teach 4 hours and go to the lab 2 hours every day. Number 5 is false. Listen, When we have short weeks, all of the lesson is assigned as homework. This is not true. Only a portion of the lesson is assigned as homework.
Go to figure 4. Repeat the underlined words.
Habit. Habit. Drain. Drain. Occurred. Occurred. Concluded. Concluded. Keep up with. Keep up with. Picked up. Picked up. Contributes. Contributes.
Now listen to the paragraphs.
Rick Gomez is a mechanic. Rick had a good habit and a bad habit. The good habit was that he always removed his wedding ring before he started to work. The bad habit was that he often left his ring near the sink. Then one day, the ring fell inside the sink, and it went down the drain. His friend Bill helped him remove a pipe to recover it. After this occurred, he concluded that it was best to leave the ring at home. Rick is a fast worker. Bill is also fast, but sometimes he finds it difficult to keep up with Rick. Sometimes Bill will try to distract Rick by saying a word in Spanish that he's just picked up. Rick finds Bill's Spanish very funny. He often contributes to it by teaching him a few more words.
Look at figure 5. Circle the letter next to the correct answer.
Number 1. Which one of Rick's habits was a good one? Number 2. Where did the ring fall? Number 3. What did he decide after that occurred? Number 4. Can Bill keep up with Rick? Number 5. Who picks up new words in Spanish? Number 6. How does Rick contribute to his friend's Spanish?
Check your answers and repeat the correct responses.
Number 1 is A. Listen. Which one of Rick's habits was a good one? Repeat. Removing his ring before he started to work was a good habit. Number 2 is B. Listen. Where did the ring fall? Repeat. It fell down the drain. Number 3 is B. Listen. What did he decide after this? Repeat. He concluded that it was best to leave the ring at home. Number 4 is A. Listen. Can Bill keep up with Rick? Repeat. No, Bill isn't as fast as Rick. Number 5 is A. Listen. Who picks up new words in Spanish? Repeat. Bill learns new words in Spanish. Number 6 is B. Listen. How does Rick contribute to his friend's Spanish? Repeat. By teaching him more words in Spanish.
Now look at figure 6. Select the correct word.
Number 1. Roger looks, then Peter does. Number 2. That was the test that I've ever had. Number 3. Last night she looked than ever before. Number 4. The Nile is the river in the world. Number 5. John thinks that Mickey's is the restaurant in town. Number 6. I know that Rita feels than I do. She was in bed all day and she never misses work. Number 7. I feel sorry for Harold. He's the popular kid in school. Number 8. Tom drives than anyone I know. Number 9. My brother exercises than I do. Number 10. Uncle Fred lives from town than Uncle Sid does.
Let's check your answers. Repeat the correct responses.
Number 1 is B, happier. Repeat. Roger looks happier than Peter does. Number 2 is C, easiest. Repeat. That was the easiest test that I've ever had. Number 3 is C, more beautiful. Repeat. Last night she looked more beautiful than ever before. Number 4 is C, longest. Repeat. The Nile is the longest river in the world. Number 5 is C, best. Repeat. John thinks that Mickey's is the best restaurant in town. Number 6 is B, worse. Repeat. I know that Rita feels worse than I do. She was in bed all day, and she never misses work. Number 7 is B, least. Repeat. I feel sorry for Harold. He's the least popular kid in school. Number 8 is B, worse. Repeat. Tom drives worse than anyone I know. Number 9 is A, more. Repeat. My brother exercises more than I do. Number 10 is B, farther. Repeat. Uncle Fred lives farther from town than Uncle Sid does.
Look at figure 7. Listen to the paragraph and fill in the missing words.
Travel between countries is becoming more and more common every day. In the past, only people with a lot of money traveled between Europe and North America, or between South America and Africa for pleasure. But today, even people with average incomes are finding chances to travel overseas. A lot of business is done daily between countries, which are thousands of miles away from each other, and many people take vacations in foreign countries. Because travel is easier and airfares are less expensive, more people can visit countries that they only read about before.
Listen to the paragraph again and check your answers.
Travel between countries is becoming more and more common every day. In the past, only people with a lot of money traveled between Europe and North America, or between South America and Africa for pleasure. But today, even people with average incomes are finding chances to travel overseas. A lot of business is done daily between countries which are thousands of miles away from each other, and many people take vacations in foreign countries. Because travel is easier and airfares are less expensive, more people can visit countries that they only read about before.
After this tape ends, go to the answer page for this tape and check your spelling. This is the end of Tape 1A, Book 21.